Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning on this Monday. Yep, as the media's lies about what is actually in the Georgia bill have now ignited a corporate backlash based on those lies. Good morning. Lies so outrageous, by the way, that even the Atlanta Constitution Journal had to retract them. And you know what? Watching this is fascinating because it really shows you how the press operates here. And folks, I was just sitting here thinking about this before the show. Honest to God, I should be grateful for this because it never ends, the never-ending lying. I mean, me personally, I make my living correcting media lies. I do it for 4 hours a day now. That's what I do for a living. I mean, if they didn't keep lying, I wouldn't have a job. You could just listen to them. So from my personal perspective, thank God they do this. I'd have to go back to doing morning zoo radio like I did in Myrtle Beach. So thank God for that, I guess. They've literally created the entire talk radio industry based on, hey, the stuff they're saying is a lie. And you know, it used to be so much harder to do this job. It really did. Because they didn't lie as much as they do now. Now, you can't cram it all in. So we'll start today with the first set of lies here. We'll use the Atlanta Constitution Journal. You know what's amazing about this? Just the apps. I mean, I'm a reporter. I have a journalism degree from UNC Chapel Hill. Years I worked as a reporter, including investigative reporter. I have a whole wall full of awards to show for it. And I've never seen anything like this media environment. I mean, they've always been slanted toward the left, and they used to lie in a different way, even 10 years ago. They'd just leave out half the story. They were lies of omission for the most part. Now, they're so sloppy. If Joe Biden says something, the mainstream media rushes in and just repeats it with the assumption it's absolute truth, which is how the Atlanta Journal-Constitution wound up in the mess it's in. And it's truly astonishing, just from a reporter's perspective, to watch this go down. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution had to run a correction. They had to run the correction because they didn't bother to check anything Joe Biden was saying, which would have been really easy to do since they're in Atlanta, which is, you know, in Georgia, where, you know, they have the law they were writing about. But no, they couldn't have bothered to read it. I just ran what Joe was saying. You want to hear Joe's lie? Here's what's amazing about the Atlanta Journal-Constitution doing this, okay? After Joe Biden said the lie I'm about to play for you, The Washington Post, of all places, they lie for a living, actually corrected Joe Biden for Pinocchio's on this clip I'm about to say. That didn't slow down the Atlanta Journal-Constitution one iota. So the Washington Post has already run four Pinocchio's on this, said it was a lie. They don't notice? Don't check? It's already been debunked when they run it. This is the level of absolute sloppy that you're getting with the mainstream media now. So here's the original lie.
Imagine passing a law saying you cannot provide water or food for someone standing in line to vote. Can't do that? Come on. Or you're going to close a polling place at 5 o'clock when working people just get off? This is all about keeping working folks and ordinary folks that I grew up with from being able to vote.
Okay, total absolute lie. That was debunked almost immediately by the Washington Post for Pinocchio's. Mainstream media don't care. They don't care. They ran it as fact. Folks, if you are new here, and a lot of you are, we are now the number one radio show in all of the upstate, and we are the number one station in all of the upstate. I want to thank you for that, by the way. That's very unusual for a news talk station. We're pretty typical for news talk station to be number one, number two, number three, you know, in an old in an older demo, 35 plus. That's kind of what you aim for. But to be the number one station and this to be the number one show in this entire upstate, 12 plus, that's the whole radio listening universe, is something that almost never happens. And it's kind of thing that generates interest in this industry when you do it, because what's going on here is very special. And I want to thank you for that, by the way. Those ratings, absolutely the highest I've ever gotten in the last 3 months, and just gobsmacked me. I never thought I'd be number one in a metro like this. It's just not typically talk radio. Is just, you know, it's hard to get 18 to 24 to listen to. But you are. They are. So a lot of you are new. I know that. You're coming in here. You're skeptical. You walk into the zone, and it sounds like nothing you've ever heard before, and that sounds weird to you. So I'm going to ask you to what Rush Limbaugh, who recently passed, would often ask his listeners, give me 6 weeks. Give me 6 weeks. Watch me debunk what the mainstream media does. That's why people are here listening. They want to know the truth. People want the truth now more than ever. That's the only reason they're listening. It can't be anything else. Well, here's the truth. I just played that live from Joe Biden. Man, they're limited now. It's man limited now. It's a work of people. They can't go 5 o'clock. They can't. What? The Atlanta Journal-Constitution ran with that. It had already been debunked by the Washington Post. They didn't care. They couldn't be bothered to check it. This is the crap that passes for news today. This is why you need this show. Here's what the Atlanta Journal-Constitution wrote in a correction. A previous version of this story said the new law would limit voting hours. That's the lie Biden told. On election day in Georgia, the correction says, polling places are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if you're in the line by 7 p.m., you are allowed to cast your ballot. Nothing in the new law changes those rules. However, and folks, we told you this all last week. All last week I told you this. However, the law made some changes to early voting. The bill adds a second mandatory Saturday of early voting. They're adding to early voting for general elections. Did you hear that? Adding to early voting. So what's this with 5 o'clock? Well, what they said is in the early voting, you must stay open till at least 5 p.m. in your county. It's not a minimum. I mean, it's not a maximum, it's a minimum. You must stay open until at least 5 p.m. Now, if you want to go 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. early voting hours, you can do that. You want to go 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. early voting hours, you can do that. What the bill said was, for early voting only, you must stay open till at least 5. Now, let's play the lie from Biden again.
Imagine passing a law saying you cannot provide water or food for someone standing in the line.
That's a lie, too. We'll get into it in a minute.
Can't do that? Come on. Or you're going to close a polling place at 5 o'clock when working people just get off? This is all about keeping working folks and ordinary folks that I grew up with.
Nope. Here's the retraction from the Atlanta Constitution Journal. On election day in Georgia, polling places are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if you are in line by 7 p.m., you are allowed to cast your ballot. Doesn't matter if it goes to 11 p.m. Nothing in the new law, they write, nothing in the new law changes those rules, okay? So we have all these corporate morons who think this news is real, who think reporters even bother to check before they run stories, boycotting Georgia based on an entire lie that the Washington Post and now the Atlanta Constitution Journal have retracted. This is the level of manipulation. And folks, don't let this make you mad. You know what this is? This is, on the part of the Democrats, a level of absolute desperation. What does it tell you? They don't think they can win if they can't cheat. And they are so desperate that they have to make up lies about what the bill says so that they can get the corporations on board and create confusion, because they don't have another way to win other than the way they did last time. And they know it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, taking Biden and the lying media, lying about Georgia, to the woodshed over the weekend.
Listen, it's just a symptom, George. It's a symptom of what's going on in our country right now. I mean, let's talk about what the Georgia law is really about, because we haven't had much of that. Dropbox has now become a permanent part of the Georgia landscape. They were not prior to COVID. They are now. Minimum of 17 days of early voting, including 2 Saturdays and 2 optional Sundays. You're going to have all voters being able to have multiple ways to prove who they are. Driver's license, last 4 numbers of your Social Security number, even a utility bill or a free ID provided by the state of Georgia. And voting is going to be till from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. as it is right now in Georgia. This is what
so
we
what
call
is it a symptom of? It sounds
it's
like you're
a symptom
against
of it's a symptom of this, George. And I hate to come in here this morning to say this, because I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address. And I just want a couple of real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. And we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule, 84 days. And now he's lying to the American people, George. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out. I'm very disappointed.
Yvette, he did make some misstatements about the bill. The bill basically...
Some misstatements. Everything he said about the bill was a misstatement. One of my favorite lies is they're taking the drop boxes out of black neighborhoods. That is true. Because that's how CNN put it. Well, that sounds terrible. And the CEOs jumped right on that. Wow, racism. Well, not really. No, they're taking the drop boxes out of all neighborhoods. Affluent neighborhoods, black neighborhoods, white neighborhoods, Hispanic neighborhoods, all neighborhoods. They're going right back into the boards of elections. So it's identical to dropping your absentee ballot off at the counter. Why are they doing this? Anybody know why they're doing this? Because do you realize today, where we are today, we still have no chain of custody records for 400,000 Georgia absentee ballots? None. We don't know where they came from. We don't know who handled them. It's been 5 months. We don't have the chain of custody for over 400,000 absentee ballots in Georgia. In violation of law, by the way. Not supposed to be that way. Why is the left screaming bloody murder about this? Because they have to cheat to win doing what they're doing. They know. We have been through the polls on all these issues. And in case after case after case, at a minimum, half of Democrats don't support what they're doing on issue after issue after issue, including on the border. They can't run on this stuff and win, but they want absolute power. So their plan, as I've explained to you, is to open the borders, run the voter drive down there for 4 years, then legalize everybody. But they're having a problem. They thought that they could get their amnesty bill through. Republicans are holding strong. They cannot. So the only other way besides remaking the electorate to guarantee themselves absolute power, because the people coming over the border voted an 80% plus rate for Democrats, the only option they have left is to keep cheating legalized, to keep the system as it was in Georgia. That's their only other option. And they can't do it with voter ID. So do you know what you're watching right now? And this ought to make you feel good. This is an absolute act of desperation by the Democrat. This is not a party confident in what it stands for winning at the polls. This is a party determined that they're going to have to use fake news and legalized voter fraud to win. And Georgia just delegalized their voter fraud routes and avenues. If an ID and an actual voter has to be tied to each ballot, they're going to actually have to run on what they're doing, and they can't win, and they know it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, on Friday, it started anew. The media, the white media, who are profoundly racist, had nothing to go on but the name of the U.S. Capitol attacker, Noah Green. Sounded white, and that was good enough. Probably a Trump supporter, probably part of the idiot army that has fomented insurrection or something. And so it began with the blue checks on Twitter on Friday and the media talking about white supremacy again. No idea whatsoever what had actually happened at the Capitol. An officer was killed, rammed with the suspect's car, and the suspect got out with a knife. He was thankfully sent to all of eternity. The media, being racist and assuming a black man wouldn't have a name like Noah Green, they went wild for a little bit with the usual. white supremacy, blah, 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 blah. But this was one of those instructive attacks that shows you how the media lies, because that's all they do. Knowing nothing else, they screamed white supremacy, Trump supporter. Took to Twitter to declare the guy white and thus a white supremacist and thus a horrible person. What else could it be? He's black? Like the racist they are, they judged him by his name and nothing else. What was really illustrative about this was it shows you how very wrong they are when they report as fact, after looking at nothing but the color of somebody's skin, what they must have been thinking. This has happened twice in a week now. Yeah? The Colorado shooter. He looked white when he was hauled out. So they started in. The white supremacy made him do it. That was what was in his mind. We could tell by looking at him. Really? Sure about that? Yeah, he's white, man. He's white. It's white. It's Trump. And it's, you could tell. And this is the news. And they reported his news. What he was thinking. What his motivation was. What went through his head. As absolute fact. They got it wrong. Twice in 1 week. The first time, they looked at the complexion of the man hauled out of the store and assumed, because he looked fairly white, that it was white Trump supremacy. That's what he was thinking. It's a fact. It's a fact. We're reporting it as fact. Whiteness, white supremacy, white supremacy. He's a Muslim? He's a Trump supporter. Oh, he hated Trump? Tell me, what kind of grocery store was that? A kosher grocery store. You mean the place Jewish people are most likely to shop in that city? Because it has the largest kosher section? Yeah. And he's a what again? Syrian Muslim refugee? Oh. Well, that story's gone. Well, see, because I thought the media could just look at him and tell you as fact why they did it. Guess they can't, can they? Boy, did they get that one wrong. Boy, did they get that one wrong. So I guess they can't look at him and tell, can you? Because they report this stuff as fact. This is what they do. On Friday, they sped up the process. They hadn't even looked at him. They looked at his name, and being the racist they are, they assumed a black man could not have a name like Noah Green. So they went, white supremacy, we know we can tell what's in his head. Oops. He's a Muslim too. Wow, second one in the week. That is weird. Is that a pattern? I don't know. I mean, is it worth asking a question? Wait, he's black? But I thought he was a white supremacist. I guess he's not. I guess you can't tell by looking at his name, can you? This is how sloppy they're getting, folks. Looks like a white name, so he's a white supremacist and Trump and... Oops. Described himself as a follower of Farrakhan. You know, Farrakhan is a big fan of Hitler. Because Hitler eradicated the Jews. Yeah, and this guy had completed the Nation of Islam Certificate of Completion. So, you know, if I was going to cover this like the mainstream media, here's what I'd do. Oh, he's black? He must have been motivated by the Democrats' rhetoric. They should be impeached and removed by office. Can I prove any of this? Oh, heck no. But the mainstream media never has to. When they report as fact for 24 hours that the Colorado shooter must have been motivated by Trump's rhetoric because he's white. Oh, he's a Syrian refugee. Guess that story's gone. Isn't that weird? Yeah, this one will be too. See, if I was dishonest like them, I would look at his skin color and tell you for a fact what motivated him. Must have been this anti-cop rhetoric. Who did he hit with the car again? It was two cops, one's dead. Okay, cool. Yeah, I could tell by looking at him. But see, I'm not going to do that because I don't actually know. And I'm not a racist like the mainstream media. I have no idea what went through his head. Maybe he just didn't take his medication. Or maybe he believes the media's lies about systemic racism. Hard to say. We'll never know. But that is the template the media uses. They don't have to know. They don't want to know what you thought. They don't want to know what the shooter thought or the killer. They don't care. They don't care. 25-year-old black Muslim named Noah Green. Wow, did they screw that one up? But then that's what they did with the one before, too. So, talking about the very different coverage styles. The guy who killed the Capitol police officer on Friday with his car, his name is Noah Green. That was all that was known about him. Immediately, the media went wild because that sounded like a white name, and the media is racist. Now they're racist. They made the assumption a black man would never have that name. They went wild. White supremacy, Trump supporter! Because remember, they could tell him by looking at him. And that's why they report as fact why they did things. They did this again in the Colorado shooting. He looked white when they hauled him out. White supremacy, Trump supporter, white supremacy. He hated Trump, was a Muslim immigrant. Yeah. And then the blue checks on Twitter, the media folks, including USA Today reporters, deleted their tweets. They now report as fact what is in someone's head when they do a shooting based solely on a picture of the person. And that's it. And people think it's real. So let's go look at what's real. It's what we deal in this show. It's the product we sell. What's real? The German data firm Statista did an analysis of mass shootings 1982 through 2021. Okay, so the media narrative is white people, because of white supremacy, because of Trump, are doing all these shootings. They're attacking everybody. It's all over the place. We could tell by looking at them that that's what motivated them, not just that they came off their meds, because we're the media and we can tell by looking. Okay, let's look at this. German data firm Statista. What percentage of mass shootings were done by white people in America? 1982 through 2021. What percentage? 54%. See, the majority. No. What percentage of the U.S. population is white? 73%. So wait, white people did 54% of the shootings, and their population percentage is 73%. So they're underrepresented. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just based on white population numbers, of course the majority of the shootings would be done by white people. This is not a white person, Trump-caused epidemic of white supremacist shooting. This is why the media doesn't use these numbers. They don't support the paradigm, the talking points. What about black shooters? Well, they make up black people make up 13% of the population. What percentage of mass shootings do they do? 17%. Overrepresented a little bit. Okay. So we don't have a white mass shooting epidemic. No, far from it. Shooters, for the most part, basically represent their percentages racially in society. This is not a story. The racial angle is not a story with mass shootings. That is why you will never hear media use statistics when they talk about the epidemic of white supremacist mass shootings, because the statistics don't support it. So they have to revert to the, we saw the color of his skin while they walked him across the parking lot, so this is what he was thinking narrative. It's a lie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.